Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and I are excited about it. And as always, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thanks for being a part of the show. And hopefully you've all had a great week wherever you are out there in the listening world. To all our Armed Forces Network, you know what? Big shout out to you all around the world. Hopefully you're safe and being able to enjoy a bit of whatever other activities, and hopefully it's baseball is one of them. Obviously the football going on, NFL getting up to the Super Bowl and everything else that goes with it. So lots to talk about, a variety of stuff to talk about, from team sale possibly to a couple of free agent signings to some players stepping up and putting some pressure on their team before the spring training even starts. Lots of stuff to talk about, so hopefully we'll get through it all, Nolan, and of course curtain call questions at the back end of segment three on the show tonight. So again, thank you very much for being a part of it, and as always, before we do get rolling with tonight's episode, we do want to give our shout out to our friends over at Rip Grip Pro, their hitting training aid from Tress Sullivan and his team. You can find out more about them or certainly buy your own over at ripgrippro.com. Reach out to me, Instagram, Facebook, DM me at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Contact me directly, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. However you want to get in touch with me to talk about it and see how it can be an aid in your hitting program. And we'll go from there. So, and as always, the rope trainer, big part of our throwing program on the training side of Dirtbag Baseball Nation, has been since 2017. And just like John Smoltz says, it should be used from everybody from a little leaguer to a pro, any skill level, any player on a field. Definitely pitchers, it helps out, creates arm health and mechanics. You know, I don't like to use that word mechanics, but I'll throw it out there. And you know what? Same thing. Reach out to me if you want to find out more information about it, or head right over to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and you can buy right online right from us. So, and of course all our other merchandise as well at the same time. So dirtbags, get ready to settle in, you know, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. Get that favorite drink, get that favorite chair, and settle in, sit back, and enjoy the show, enjoy the ride, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Now during Staples holla deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Well, looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we got, just a little bit over 2 weeks until pitchers and catchers report for 2024 spring training. So, in this week, variety of things going on. So, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, let's start out with the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, news broke there yesterday. Basically, it's getting hammered out today. But it sounds like the Angelos family is selling the Baltimore Orioles to David Rubenstein and a conglomerate of other people, including Mike Arrighetti. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. But the main thing that I want to point out here, too, former Baltimore Oriole legend, Cal Ripken Jr., he's in on the purchase. Great for Baltimore. Great for Cal Ripken Jr. to get back in there. Obviously, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You're seeing more and more professional athletes have purchased stock within teams over the past couple of years. Obviously, LeBron James is involved with the Boston Red Sox. You get Magic Johnson involved with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And now, yeah, obviously a former MLB player in Cal Ripken Jr. buying a part of his old team. I mean, $1.75 billion. Obviously, the Angelos family made off pretty good considering they bought the team back in 1993 for $173 million. So, I mean, they exponentially made a heck of a lot more money off of the team. But I think that this is a great move for Baltimore and for the city. Obviously, the Angelos family last year, I mean, they kind of made it known to the world, hey, listen, it's going to be tough for us to re-sign all these guys. Obviously, you get fresh ownership, you get fresh faces in there now. Maybe it makes it a lot easier for them to sign some of their boys. Now, I get that they have, basically 3 or 4 years of control with majority of their players. Obviously, Adley Rutschman has 5 years, Gunnar has 5 years, but I'm looking at it, man, and to me, I mean, if they can figure out a way how to get these guys all signed and actually basically build a team in Baltimore that is destined to last, I think that that's a fantastic move by the Rubenstein group.
Well, that's where I want to start off, too, on the Cal Ripken alone, right? Longtime minor league owner, him and his brother Billy, obviously got Cal Ripken on the Little League part, all on the East Coast. His name alone without that, is Cal Ripken synonymous with the Baltimore Orioles, right? So, you know, great for him, but a great move by new ownership. And even though Angelos will still be a part of it and that, Rubenstein and his group, take over the majority role, you know, that's a no brainer to bring a guy like him in to be a part of that, right? To be able to sit down, you hit the nail on the head. He's got four or five 6 years with some of these people to be able to sit down, sit in a clubhouse, talk, be able to walk through that clubhouse and allow them to see him every single day through the season, spring training, hopefully some postseasons going through the next few years, and be able to enlighten them all the time on what it means to be a Baltimore Oriole, what it means to Baltimore. Re-engage that town, recommit that town, and everything else that was with it. So another thing as far as ownership, like you said, Nolan, great time for Angelos to sell. We talked about it off air and that. What better time? I mean, the Dodgers are doing crazy stuff like they've been doing this offseason or whatever and things like that. More teams are going to be challenged to be able to ever stay up with what they've done. And Baltimore Orioles with the Angelos family, impossible to do that. So you got a team that's full of studs, the best minor league system in the game right now, and there's no better time to sell them. $1.75 billion? Damn, that's a great deal. Holy jeez, I'm taking that all day.
Well, I just find it funny how the Baltimore Orioles, like, I didn't even really hear about the Angelos family necessarily having the team up on the block. Obviously, they did. I mean, it had kind of been speculated, but there wasn't anything definitive. And yet, I find it funny how they sold their team before Artie Moreno sold his team. Like, obviously, you're the little brother down there in Los Angeles, being in Anaheim. But still, when you had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, you would have thought that guys would have loved to have jumped on that opportunity to buy a team. Obviously, David Rubenstein and his group of people, they all thought, hey, this is the right opportunity. Baltimore, obviously, now it gives them the opportunity to sign some of these bigger time free agents.
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean, and when you're talking about deals of this magnitude, they're not overnight deals getting made either, right? They're a long time in the works, and you know what? The way that we always hear it from the outside looking into, in this case, the MLB, professional sports, they don't want a lot of that dialogue, right? It was almost like every time A-Rod was on the New York Mets list before Steve Cohen finally took them over, it was almost like it was a detriment to any group that had him on there. So that's what they like, right? They like quiet. They like behind the scenes. They like get the deals done. Let's make sure the finances are in order. This is all real before all speculation and all hypotheticals come out. It was the same idea as Derek Jeter going in with the Marlins back in the time. You know, it was last minute. There was really nothing out there. And then it was just kind of like, oh yeah, part of the group is Derek Jeter. So that's the way MLB and professional sports likes to do business, right? And that's the way it should be, to be quite honest, because we're just talking about staggering amounts of money and finances and what's your short-term inventory look like, what's your long-term projections. Yes, it's an equity company that Rubenstein has, but, you know, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to go into that and take a look. But at the end of the day, you're a Baltimore Orioles fan. You got to be excited. Do you think, Nolan, before we move along, do you think, obviously, I don't think for this year, maybe Mike Elias will have the purse strings loosened right out of the gate, obviously. And that is going to take a few weeks to get this deal done and signed off. I know they're trying to push it through the ownership, I think early next week, to try to move it as fast as they can. But do you think it helps him at least by trade deadline to be able to free up and make some moves that otherwise he wouldn't be able to?
Well, so basically what I read was that the Rubenstein group was going to take over 40% of the club starting next week, as long as everything is approved and everything like that. And then obviously over time, they'll buy out the rest of the majority of the shares from the Angelos family. Basically it's contingent upon, one of the brothers' deaths. I can't remember which. What did I see here? It's contingent upon Peter's death. So, yeah, I mean, basically, here's the way that I look at it, right? If I'm Elias and I get these new owners coming in there, I'm going to them first thing and saying, okay, hey, listen here, boys, this is what we need. How willing are you guys to spend money on some of these players? Because obviously you're looking out there, like there's a couple of guys that come to mind, obviously, if you want to make a trade. And obviously there's a couple of frontline starters out there still on the market. I'm talking about Dylan Cease, obviously Corbin Burnes, obviously Blake Snell, obviously Jordan Montgomery. I mean, those are basically the four biggest names that are still rumored. It sounds like the Mariners might be open to dealing one of their guys, especially after this week's trade that they just made for Jorge Polanco. Teams have been interested in Mariners starting pitching for a long time. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the Mariners do, of course. But when I'm looking at it, like, the Orioles, like you said, man, they got the top farm system in baseball. Like, they're loaded, especially top heavy. Like, they got one through, what is it, I think 25. I think they got about three or four guys, according to most of the MLB prospects list and everything like that. So it's a team that, obviously, they make a lot of sense to go out there and either, A, make a free agent move, signing one of these big-time guys, or making a trade, because obviously they still need some help in that rotation.
Yeah, no question about it. And like you said, those prospects, those aren't really a lot of that old that hearing we always say, you know, prospects are suspects or whatever and stuff like that. They're pretty bona fide prospects that are going to end up having really good or potentially Hall of Fame major league career. So they're really in a good place. I think Elias has to be a part of that all the way through. It's not like they, all of a sudden he found out when everybody else found out about the new ownership group. So I'm sure those conversations have already been had. We can't pass them out there. We don't need agents lining up at the door going, oh, we got new money in Baltimore. Here, sign my guy. Let's keep it quiet. Let's keep it under wraps until it's time there. And I'm sure they've probably got a methodical approach about how they're going to go ahead and who they're going to go ahead and look at taking. And that's the bottom line. But at the end of the day, man, you're loving life if you're a Baltimore Orioles fan right now. I have to assume. But again, send in. If you're a Baltimore Orioles fan out there listening to the show, send us in your thoughts. Send us in how you're feeling about this transaction, this possibility for not only having a great team in front of you or whatever and that, but new breath of air in your ownership moving forward. Absolutely send it in to us and let us know. We'd love to hear about it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep getting after it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Begs, and I know we got in a tangent on the Orioles and that, but that was exciting for us to see that yesterday and come out, and we really wanted to talk about it and that. I mean, just closing that one up, just adds another juggernaut into that American League East and makes it tougher for all the other teams in that division. So there you go. Nolan, where are you leading us?
Yeah, so okay, let's get into the busy week that was. I mean, finally, there was a lot of movement happening over this past week with free agency. Obviously, you get Wandy, signing a four-year, $16.5 million deal with the San Diego Padres. Basically, his deal contains three opt-out clauses, so one per year, pretty much. He's 32 years old, spent the last couple years with the New York Rangers, pretty much just a reliever, but, I mean, he's a left-handed reliever. His stuff plays, obviously, very well. I like what the San Diego Padres have done this offseason, especially with their bullpen. They went out, they addressed some needs that they had. Obviously, they signed two of the Asian market free agent relief pitchers, now signing Wandy Peralta, who, I mean, he's had success, especially in the AL East and in Yankee Stadium, like, that's a guy that, I mean, he's been through the battles. He knows what it's like to pitch in major league parks. Now he's going over to another tough division in the NL West. I think that was a great move by the Padres, and especially if he can stay on there for all four years without opting out, it's a no-brainer.
Such a transition to see them focusing on smaller contracts and the back end of the rotation and stuff like that instead of those starters. But absolutely, I mean, we all know the financial situation they're in now, and you know what, they put themselves in that position. They went for it. You got to love them as a Padres fan. It's your team. You go for it. Every team that is your home team, you wish they did. It didn't work out for them. They didn't get to the big dance, and now they got to not blow it up, but they got to reevaluate it and change it around. Like you said, they're working the back end of that angle. I don't really see them going after a Snell or a Montgomery or any of those guys to do the front end of it either and stuff like that. I just don't think it's their market right now. So, but yeah, good signing with Wandy Peralta.
Then you get Toronto, obviously, adding a key veteran player. Justin Turner signs a one-year, $13 million deal. We love that deal here at our Dirtbag Nation. Man, I mean, Justin Turner, you look at that guy. That's been the model of consistency for hitting over the past, 12 years, basically, ever since he got to the Dodgers from the Mets. I mean, I know he had a little bit of a run at the end of his Mets tenure, but, like, that guy, I mean, consistency at its finest in terms of hitting. Unfortunately, that does close the books, more than likely, on Matt Chapman going back to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, what did they say? The last decade, he's about a 272 hitter, 275 maybe, 23 home runs, I think it is, 35 doubles averaging. Last year, he ended up as a 38-year-old with the Boston Red Sox, his highest RBI total. He had, 96 runs batted in. Just a stud. Just a stud. You know, he's going to be able to help him at third, some first, DH. But the clubhouse, that's where you're going to see him. You know what? People forget. What was it? He got hit in the face almost, game three or four last season? And he was just like Bryce Harper. He missed, about 2 weeks? And then he's back in the lineup doing what he does. 275, I think, 23 bombs.
96 RBIs.
96 RBIs. Like, that's a good sign. I liked it in the early off seasons. I thought Turner to the Jays or whatever and stuff like that, or maybe I was hoping it more. I'm glad that it did. I'm really glad that it did.
Yeah, I mean, for the Jays, you needed that veteran presence, especially after what Bo Bichette said earlier in the week, just saying, hey, listen, like, I'm sick and tired of this. This is BS. We can't seem to get over the hump. Stop making excuses for us. We're not a young team anymore. We've been to the dance before, and we can't even win a damn playoff game. Like, I mean, this is a no-brainer move to me. You're signing a fantastic hitter. He's going to slide in at DH. And then you look at the rest of that lineup. That's a horrible lineup. I'm sorry. It really is. Like, I break it down, and you're banking on a lot of promise out of some of these young guys for the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a move that needed to be made. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm sorry. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I get that he was just voted onto the cover of MLB The Show. But, like, what the heck has he done over the past couple of years? He's been league average at first base in terms of his offensive production, subpar defensively. I mean, realistically, his 2021 year, to me, is an albatross. I'm not going to sit here and try and dispute that fact, because that's been his only year where he's been, like, outstanding in terms of his offensive production and the player that he should be. But I'm looking at it like, you got Davis Schneider. Yes, Davis Schneider, obviously, last year, he went on that absolute tear down the stretch. And he had, I think, historically the greatest first week in MLB history, if I'm not mistaken. But you got Calvin Biggio starting at third base. What the hell is Calvin Biggio still doing on the Blue Jays? Like, no disrespect, but I'm just saying, like, Calvin Biggio...
If he's not a left-handed bat, he's not in the Jays.
Oh, no, and he's at best a bench role. Like, it's the same as having Santiago Espinal and those guys there. Like, if I was the Jays, I mean, I said it basically right at the start of the offseason. Go out, get your shortstop. Move Bichette over to second base. Free up that. If you wanted, you could platoon Davis Schneider and Calvin Biggio at third base, but I would have made an upgrade over that third base. I get Justin Turner can't play third base, but let's be honest, Justin Turner's going to be 39 years old this year. He's going to be primary DH role, and that's with George Springer and Danny Jansen and Alejandro Kirk, all those guys that the Jays had that can potentially DH. But I'm looking at it, man. I'm not impressed by what the Jays did this year. And right now, I got the Jays as the fourth best team in the AL East.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw out a guy's name that you've kind of snickered at this year offseason, too, as well as a lot of people. And I really just don't know. I mean, yes, he had a terrible season last year. But Tim Anderson. I know it's another righty in that lineup. I know they can't use another righty, but they need seasoned professionals. And that guy's going to bounce back somewhere. Yes, an offseason, but the rest have been good. Yes, he's had some injury seasons, too, or whatever, and stuff like that. But he's the type of guy that I feel him coming back off of injuries or a bad season like that, he's got too much pride for the game to let that happen again or do everything in his power not to let it happen. And obviously they can't bring back Whit Merrifield because that relationship didn't end up too well because he was pretty honest about how the playoffs ended. Yeah. He didn't hold anything back.
No, and Whit
shouldn't have.
Whit, you can tell right off the hop. I'm not going to say he wasn't a fan of Toronto. He liked Toronto.
Sure he did, but he was mad about that.
Playoffs, absolutely. And he had the right to be pissed off, too.
Absolutely.
So did everybody in that clubhouse. That was a BS move by Schneider, and Schneider should be gone, too. Like, that's the thing. I've said it since, basically the start of last year that Schneider shouldn't have been in charge. Like, I don't know, man. It's we're passionate about it, obviously, being from the Toronto area, even though we're not necessarily Toronto Blue Jays fans. But, like, man, you're just looking at it, and there was supposed to be a sense of urgency with the Jays. They just didn't make enough moves this year. But anyways, jump back over to the rest of the free agent market. So you get Aaron Hicks signs a one-year deal, league minimum with the Los Angeles Angels. Obviously, he's owed, I think it's like $15.5 million, if I'm not mistaken. Still on that contract from the New York Yankees. So, I mean, they get him at the league minimum. Then you got a prospect with the Detroit Tigers, Colt Keith, signing a six-year extension worth $28.5 million. That more or less guarantees that he's going to be the starting second baseman for the Detroit Tigers come opening day.
I got to be honest, I didn't even know anything about the kid or whatever and stuff like that. No disrespect to Detroit Tigers fans, but boy, after his signing, I'm thinking, I got to look this up. This is obviously making the press, and kid looks legit.
His numbers in the minors were great.
It looks really legit. But you look at Torkelson's back half of his season last year. Looks like he's finally putting the pieces together. He's got sole possession of first base and kind of like his team, if you want to. Riley getting better and stronger all the time. That's a good-looking young team, actually. I had to look a little deeper into them and go, wait a minute. Some of those pitchers come back healthy. They're right in that AL Central. They're right there. So, interesting.
Then you got Hector Neris, one-year, $9 million deal with the Cubs. You got Adam Frazier, one-year, $4.5 million deal with the Kansas City Royals. Adam Ottavino, one-year, $4.5 million deal with the New York Mets, goes back to them.
And I was really surprised he went back to them because, you know, just last week or 10 days ago, it was, he'd been offered by the Mets or whatever and stuff like that, but he was, again, looking for a playoff team. He was at the back end of his career, knew he was just filling time or whatever. Not filling time, but on the back end of his career. So he was looking for a playoff team, and I was really surprised when he signed up with the Mets again. But
yeah, and he's a good reliever, too. That's the thing.
Still
he could very easily slide in as a 7th, 8th inning guy on majority of playoff caliber teams, too.
And maybe that's what they said to him, right? Maybe Cohen said, look, we know you. You know us. Here's a handshake deal that we don't announce. come trade deadline or whatever, and that you help us out, you help get us maybe a couple of minor leaguers or whatever, and we'll trade you to a contending team. You got my handshake deal.
Yeah, I could see that being the case. And then the last one here that I want to talk about from the past week, this is a big one, man. I don't know how to feel about it because I don't really know what sort of production they're going to get out of him. But the trade between the Seattle Mariners and Minnesota Twins, Jorge Polanco to the Mariners for Anthony DeSclafani, Justin Topa, prospects Gabriel Gonzalez, Darren Bowen, and cash sent over to the Twins. So Jorge Polanco last year, 14 home runs, 48 RBIs, 789 OPS over 80 games, injured. But in 2021, he hit .269, .323, .503 slug, 33 bombs, 98 RBIs in 152 games. Keep in mind, that was also the year where basically every pitcher said, hey, the balls are juiced. So I don't know, man. Like, DeSclafani, as long as he's healthy, I don't mind that move, especially considering they're kicking in cash going back. Topa, obviously, he's a reliever, but you're getting a top 100 prospect in Gabriel Gonzalez, who, I mean, they seem to be pretty high on. I think he was their number three prospect in the Seattle Mariners organization, if I'm not mistaken. What's it say here? 79th best prospect according to MLB Pipeline. So he had 18 homers, .837 OPS in 116 games between high A and low A last year. But I don't know, man. Like, Jorge Polanco, obviously, he was a good player with the Minnesota Twins. Obviously, the Seattle Mariners needed some offensive production from the second base spot. They've needed that for, what, probably 3-4 years, basically, since J.P. Crawford became their full-time shortstop. I mean, it's an interesting move. The funny thing is, though, too, because the Seattle Mariners said right at the start of the offseason, they're looking for right-handed contact bats, and they haven't made any sort of real acquisition to acquire right-handed contact bat. They go out there and they get Jorge Polanco. He's a left-handed, and I'd say not necessarily a strikeout guy, but he's not certainly a high contact guy.
Yeah, it's interesting. It could be a little bit of movement before spring training or right into spring training for sure. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions right after this break.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at, and olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Noli. So, first one off the hopper. We got some fired up listeners, fans, I think. And you're probably going to be surprised to hear that we're right along with you on that. So, here's one. MLB The Show. You talked about it briefly already during the show, but let's go a little deeper now. Thoughts? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Yes, it's the first father-son combination on MLB The Show. What are our thoughts on Vladdy Jr. getting on the cover?
Well, I just think over the past couple of years, MLB The Show has really faltered to make it a heck of a lot better of a game. Like, man, I used to play that game religiously. And I know a lot of the viewers out there probably were in the same boat as me, and they would play it religiously. But I noticed over the past couple of years, like, there hasn't been as much... I don't necessarily know if purchases is the right call, but there hasn't been as much longevity with the game as what there normally is. So, like, people are done playing the game by middle of June pretty much because the updates are just, well, they're not the same as what they used to be. But anyway, so, I mean, the Vladdy Jr., Vladdy Sr., obviously the first father-son connection to be featured on MLB covers. But I'm just looking at it purely from an MLB The Show standpoint.
Is it justified or not?
What the heck did you choose Vladdy Jr. for? Like, there was 95 better options out there across MLB that you could have chosen from. And I mean, everybody out here knows my opinion on Vladdy Jr. Like, I've said it numerous times, multiple episodes. I think he's a run-of-the-mill first baseman. He's good, he's not great. And to be on the cover of a video game, you have to at least be great in some aspect. And the worst part is, I mean, there's a curse on the game. Because you look at it and pretty much every year, it's not necessarily the Madden curse, but it more or less has acted as the Madden curse. Like this past year, I mean, you're looking at it, Jazz Chisholm, he was out for, what, 90 games or something like that? Over 90 games, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And like even the year before, I mean, same thing. Obviously, Derek Jeter was on the cover last year as well for the legendary version. And I mean, he couldn't be out because he wasn't playing anywhere. But like, I'm just looking at it purely from that standpoint. If he gets injured, hell, that's even more pressure on the Blue Jays to make something happen. Because Bo Bichette, you can bet right now, is not willing to sign an extension if this continues.
Absolutely ridiculous choice. And again, we don't know if they talked to any other players and they were turned down. We don't know that. Terrible choice. Terrible. He ended 2023 getting picked off second base by Carlos Correa and Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
That's your cover. That's your cover, is it? He's done nothing. Adley Rutschman, there's one example. Put the boys in the playoffs. Yeah, they were 4-and-done, or 3-and-done, I guess, but put them in there. Bobby Witt, yes, Kansas City didn't do anything. Great leadership. Julio Rodriguez, put Seattle, they didn't make it to the playoffs or whatever in that, but
that
from August on, put him on the back. Literally put him on his shoulders and carried him to the promised land.
Well, that was
by one game.
That was the AL MVP over the last 2 months of the season, and it's not even close. I mean, he was hands down the best player in the second half.
Yeah, and those are just three right off the top of our head or whatever and stuff like that, right? That you can go down the list. Like, you've got to take validation into there somehow or whatever and things like that. I don't know.
Common sense, if I was MLB This Show, right, I'm going to the World Series champions, and I'm saying, Mr. Corey Seager, I know you just had sports hernia surgery,
yep,
but you want to be our cover athlete?
Yes.
That would have been my cover athlete.
Yeah,
Mr. Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, whoever you want to go. I would have gone to the World Series champions. You could have picked off, like I said, 95 better names than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 100%.
To be the cover.
But no, hey, that's a safe bet. Hey, it's cool. A first father-son duo to be featured on the cover, like I said. I don't know, man. I mean, to me, it was always the game where it was like, listen, like back in the day, right, Joe Mauer just got voted into the Hall of Fame. When Joe Mauer was on the cover, there was no debate that he was the best catcher in baseball. He was arguably the best hitter in baseball at that point in time, too, when he was back on the cover in 10 and 11, I think it was back-to-back, or 9 and 10. I can't remember off the top of my head, but either way, man, like, that's my point. Like, they would perennially choose quality MVP-caliber players, and now this year, it's just throw Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the loop just to be good.
Win two home run derbies at the All-Star event, doesn't qualify. Does not qualify. It's impressive. It's fun to watch, but that doesn't put you on the cover.
Pete Alonso's not on the cover.
Exactly right. I was going right there. So, hey, thanks for sending that one in. We love the fact that you were fired up about that one as well because, yeah, to us, got it wrong. No question. Next question in. Tried to go under the radar pretty much. Not 100%, but very quietly late last week or whatever it came through, maybe on Saturday. These fans caught it. Thoughts. Central America, Latin Americans, MLB had to cancel 50 contracts, international signing or international contracts again just last week because wrong age put on the certificates. And some of them were due big signing bonuses like they were going to be signing them like they were 16 or 17 year olds and turning out they're what, 20 or 21 year olds possibly.
Yeah, see, I didn't even hear about this. So, I mean, we were just kind of talking about it a little bit off air just so I could get mentally prepared for this. I didn't even know about this happening. Like, that blew my mind at the fact that, hey, listen, we want to try and pull this BS stunt that hey, we're going to forge our age. And I get that they don't necessarily have a lot of birth certificates down there. Like, that's just complete BS to me. I mean, you're looking at it, and you got a bunch of 17, 18-year-old kids up here in North America, especially in Canada, who are just looking to even get a chance to go down, I mean, let alone get signed or drafted to play in the major leagues. Like, we're just lucky enough to get a look at most colleges up here in Canada. And you're hearing that stunt, and it's like, dude, that's complete BS. Like, hey, I get if you're 20 years old and you're a good enough prospect and everything like that, but I don't know if they're necessarily playing against 16, 17-year-olds or what the heck the deal is, but that's complete BS. That reminds me of Miguel Tejada back in the day. When Miguel Tejada, he pulled that same BS stunt of forging his age to say what, he was 2 years younger, 3 years younger, whatever it ended up being when he was on the Baltimore Orioles at that point in time after his Oakland Athletics days had done. But I'm just, I don't know, man. That type of stuff just absolutely pisses me off, and I can't believe that they would still even fathom that to be a logical move in today's day and age.
If that's your culture, shame on you. If that's the excuse out of that, shame on you. That's all comes down to money. It's that simple. All comes down to cheating the system and everything else that goes into paying this guy. Oh, that's the way the world is. Nope, glad you got caught. You lose. You're done. You're gone. Get out of here. Well, we don't have time for it.
Same time, man. I gotta put some blame on the scouts that were down there not doing their proper due diligence and figuring out, hey, listen, okay, yeah, this kid's 16 with air quotations around it, 17 years old with air quotations around it, and in reality, he's 20, 21 years old facing against 16, 17-year-old kids. Like, that is a horrible job, and you should be fired from your job for doing that.
100%. Texas Rangers, fans a little worried, Nolan. Adolis Garcia going to arbitration. The Rangers, how could that impact? We know how real it gets when you go to mediation. If they don't get it done before mediation, we know how hard those conversations are because you got to throw each other under the bus. That's tough as a player to hear your negatives from your team.
Well, that's just it, man. You never want to go to arbitration as
you
a player.
You saw him in the World Series and the last few seasons he's had it, but that World Series, Julio Rodriguez put me on my back, and away we go. Only it was Aroldis.
I mean, Aroldis, in the grand scheme of things, sucked in the World Series, but gosh darn it, was he clutch. That guy, when you would need a hit or you would need a spot, he came through. And that's the crazy thing is about, well, that's the crazy thing about arbitration, man. Like you said, it's literally the fact that, listen, I think I'm this, that, and the other of a good player, being the player standpoint, and ownership and management are saying this, that, and the other about you being a detriment to the team, essentially. That's literally what arbitration essentially is, hey, listen, you're not that player that we believe that you think you are. So we're going to take you for, hell, I don't even know what his difference was. I think it was like $1 million or something like that, $1.5 million. And you're like, dude, like Casey Mize, I mean, Casey Mize was the same boat, right, with the Detroit Tigers. He came in at, I think it was 8:15, he came in at 8:40, and I think the Tigers were 8:15, like over $25,000. Could you imagine that? Like, oh my goodness, that's just a slap in the face. Now, they got their deal done before arbitration, and that's the way that a lot of teams try and work it out, to say, hey, listen, we got to get this done before arbitration, because A, I still want to try and re-sign you if you're still a good player after arbitration's done, but B, I mean, it's, hey, listen, I'm going to absolutely destroy you in front of an arbitrator, and then we're going to continue this over the next 2-3 years, depending on how many years of arbitration you still have left. Like, that's a tough conversation to have.
Here's one that we won't get answered because I want to ask another one or whatever, and that, but another great question right on the arbitration. Max Fried, Atlanta Braves, not being able to get that one done, but both parties are speaking very highly of each other. They're working hard to get a deal done, a long-term deal done, I'm sure, whatever, and that, but I bring it up because it was sent in to us, and obviously with AA success rate, just a very interesting one too. But before we do that, Noli, getting down to crunch time. Here's a good one. Scott Boras. Is he going to have to eat a little humble pie finally on Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, Blake Snell?
Scott Boras ruined baseball.
Is this the year where he's going to have to maybe not get the long-term contracts and it goes back to 1 year and we go on the hopper for next year?
Scott Boras ruined baseball because he wants way too much for all his guys. And at the same time, man, like, hey, I don't blame Scott Boras for wanting these contracts.
That's his job.
I mean, he's associated with majority of premier elite free agent players that reach the market. But he has -2 loyalty to whatever team he wants, like whatever team that player came from. Like Bellinger last year, I heard that the Chicago Cubs were the only team to even offer him a contract. So it's like, man, like, I don't know what you're looking for. Like, these guys... In his mind, they're thinking, okay, hey, listen, Matt Chapman, you're on the same level as Manny Machado, as Nolan Arenado, when in reality, no, you got to pump the brakes, dude. That Matt Chapman is maybe, at most, a 6-year, $120 million guy. Like, I'm not signing Chapman for more than $20 million. No disrespect to Matt Chapman. Great guy. Fantastic defensive player. But, like, in all due respect, I mean, he's a 20 home run, 80 RBI, 220 average hitter. Like, You gotta use some common sense. Cody Bellinger's coming off of 2 horrible years, followed by last year's obviously great run with the Chicago Cubs. But I'm just looking like, dude, what are you asking for? You gotta, exactly like you said, you gotta eat a slice of that humble pie. You gotta come back down to earth and say, hey, listen here, okay, Cody, Matt, whoever else it is that I got for big time free agents, what do you guys actually want? Like, where do you want to go? What team do you want to be on? What's the money that you're actually looking for? Because listen, no team's going to offer Cody Bellinger 10-year, $300 million or whatever the heck Scott's asking for. Like, it's just a complete fantasy on his point. And I mean, we're, like you said, about 2.5 weeks away from catcher's pitcher's report into spring training. Something needs to get done.
I will come back on here and I will apologize wholeheartedly or whatever if he gets, like, I'm talking multi-years. I'm talking 6 or more years for those guys. If he gets 6 or more, I will come back on here and I will apologize and say I made a mistake. I didn't see it coming because I don't think he gets it done. I just don't think. I think with the Dodgers' impact that we've talked about, and I could go really hard. We're just not allowed to go really hard here. We would, though. Trust me on that and how that has really impacted the game moving forward. The Shohei effect, I think that has just taken the legs out of the other players. I think Tony Clark has a lot of work to do inside his Players Association because you got a lot of really good players that aren't signed at this point in time, and I'm not so sure what kind of a signing they're going to get at the end of the day for this year. I think it's 1 year and go back in. Hopefully the people forget about it and they'll maybe get a good contract next year. So time's going to tell. We're running out of time, so who knows? But Dirtbags, hey, thank you so much for your curtain call questions. We love them. Fantastic tonight. And we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously this past week down in Kansas, Jackie Robinson's statue got stolen and then proceeded to get burned. Obviously, I mean, whoever did that, you're just a complete a-hole. Like, that's horrible. I don't know why the heck you would do that. I don't know what possessed you to steal. I mean, the better question is, I don't even know how you stole a statue. Like, that's kind of crazy to me all on its own. But, I mean, the fact you stole a Jackie Robinson statue, obviously, with everything that he has done for the country and for the game of baseball and everything associated with Jackie Robinson, obviously, that is just a horrible, horrible human being and a horrible move by that person to, obviously, like, destroy one of the historic artifacts and historic landmarks in Kansas's history. Shameless, classless, whatever you want to say. That's just a horrible, horrible move by that person.
You are in no way, shape, or form a dirtbag on the way that we think of it, and it's our lifestyle and our brand. Just you hit the nail on the head, classless Nolan. So but we're not going to finish on that, Dirtbags. We're going to finish on a high note. So, hey, thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Thank you for following the show, watching us on YouTube. If you're unaware, you can follow us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on YouTube. Check out our videos, and got another one coming out next week with the team from Austria, baseball champions over there. Just a very interesting story and stuff like that. Be sure to watch it. Be sure to subscribe to us so you stay up to date with all the videos and stuff like that. If you want to be on a video, reach out to me. If you want to be on Dirtbag Baseball Talk with me, reach out to me, and love to get you on, hear your story, whether it's a player, a coach, you got a product that you want to promote, to talk about, anything like that, reach out to me. Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or email Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. and we'll get it hooked up. There'll be no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Looking for apparel, looking for the rope trainer, head over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we're happy to help you out there as well, for sure. So, and again, one last shout out to our friends and sponsors over at the Rip Grip Pro hitting training aid, Tress Sullivan and his team. Be sure to give them a check at ripgrippro.com. So, dirtbags, it is that time, unfortunately. So wherever you are out there in the world, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.